KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be sunny here today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. One person escaped serious injury during a rollover accident Tuesday morning north of Villisca. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department said 51-year-old Mary Lynn Kozemko of Villisca lost control of her late model VW Beetle on a gravel road near the intersection of Union Avenue and 242nd Street. The accident happened as her car was topping a hill. Officials say the car slid into a ditch and rolled over before landing on its wheels. Kozemko refused medical treatment at the scene. No citations were issued, and the car was estimated to be a total loss. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. As harvest winds down, the next thing we need to be thinking about is planting season. We have a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters available. You can upgrade with either new or used Kinze planters. If you're thinking used, we've got a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters. We take our used, get them through the shops. The guys go through everything, put them up in light new condition. They'll go out and put the seed in the ground just like the new planters. But if you are thinking a new, Kinze has an excellent lineup of 3,600 planters in both box or bulk fill. What we like here at Lindemann's is the 3,600 bulk fill planter. Two 40-bushel hoppers set up either with shutoffs or just with manual shutoffs. You can have simplicity, or you can have all the bells and whistles with an individual row unit shutoffs. The earlier you order, the better the preseason discount. Plus, it gives us more time to get it set up, and you can have it in the shed and ready to go for spring. Give us a call, Lindemann Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
Emergency crews from the Red Oak Fire Department on Tuesday morning responded to a reported airplane crash at the Red Oak Airport. Emergency Manager Brian Hammond said the fire department was dispatched at around 8:30 a.m. Crews arriving on the scene found a single-engine aircraft that appeared to have gone off the runway during landing and entered a bean field in the middle of the airport complex. The pilot and single occupant of the aircraft was outside of the aircraft walking around when officials arrived. The unidentified pilot was uninjured in the crash that involved a 1965 fixed-wing single-engine Cessna Model 150F that was registered to Call One Incorporated out of Clarinda. Hammond said the airport was closed for a short period of time while emergency crews were on the runway. The scene was turned over to the FAA for investigation. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Villisca man was arrested on Missouri drug charges Tuesday afternoon. According to the Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Jesse Bruce Fitzwater was taken into custody at around 1:30 p.m. on a warrant from Nottoway County, Missouri, charging Fitzwater with possession of marijuana up to 35 grams. The man was being held without bond in Montgomery County pending extradition to Missouri. Authorities in Council Bluffs have released the name of a man who was found dead in a hole Friday as 34-year-old Sasha Podowinikov, a transient whose last known address was in California. His body was discovered in a hand-dug 4-foot-deep hole in a wooded area just east of the 1600 block of North 15th Street. Officials say it appeared he had been digging a hole for shelter or storage of his belongings when he fell in as he tried to retrieve some items and became trapped. Foul play is not suspected. Officials say Podowinikov had been staying at Mom's place. His family members from Idaho were located and informed of his death on Monday. Well, the consensus of the Atlantic City Council following a public hearing last night was to leave the speed limit along West 22nd Street from Chestnut to Palm at 45 miles per hour. They reached their decision after reviewing two letters of support for reducing the speed limit from 45 to 35 and hearing from four citizens who wanted the speed limit reduced. City Clerk Deb Wheatley Field said she'd only received two letters of support for keeping the speed limit the same. Mayor Dave Jones asked the council their opinions on the speed limit issue after all the discussion was said and done. Councilman Steve Livengood and Sean Schaus, along with Mayor Jones, spoke first.
I am hesitant to willy-nilly lower speed limits without some type of uniform criteria on why we're going to do it.
I would like to pursue a review of 22nd Street in total, though, to see are we out of line someplace on there, and let the experts weigh in specifically on the entire
Include 22nd Street. To include raising the center third. Because I do get a lot of comments on that.
I get a call once every 3 weeks from Olive Street to Top of the Hill there, Oak.
Councilman Chris Jimerson said he wants to see increased patrols by the Atlantic Police Department. Livengood added that he wants double yellow lines painted along that stretch of road to encourage people not to speed up and pass slower vehicles, and the installation of signs warning of hidden driveways ahead, especially near the hilly terrain, which will prompt motorists to slow down. The council will also send the matter back to the Community Protection Committee for a review. Steve Livengood and Chris Jimerson serve on the committee.
And we need some kind of criterion so we can determine when somebody says, lower my speed limits, like, why?
Councilperson Kathy Summer said the engineering studies that were conducted prior to the road being built was done with the best intentions, but the community has changed since then, and so has its needs.
When that street was developed and they had all those good intentions for having a bypass through, and going through town, but the community's changed now, so we can't say, it was designed that way. I mean, I don't think you should just say it was designed that way and too bad. We have to admit, it has changed.
It has changed.
And we have to take that into consideration.
Schaus added that the problem with residents being worried about being hit as they pull out of their driveways could have been avoided prior to the road being built if the city had been less worried about saving the developer of the area money and more about the functionality of the streets that feed into 22nd Street, as well as the size of the turnarounds in the housing development area.
This all ties back to community planning, too, and at some point we have to have the intestinal fortitude to stick with a plan and not do whatever is cheapest, because that's why we have all the driveways dumping onto 22nd Street, which was intended to be a collector arterial. And the plan was not to have lots of individual driveways on that street. The plan was to have side streets served by 22nd. But that costs more. And so the pressure is always on to, I know that's what was in the plan, but we can't afford to do that. We're going to do this instead.
KJA on News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. As harvest winds down, the next thing we need to be thinking about is planting season. We have a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters available. You can upgrade with either new or used Kinsey planters. If you're thinking used, we've got a great selection of both 12 and 16 row planters. We take our used, get them through the shops. The guys go through everything, put them up in light new condition. They'll go out and put the seed in the ground just like the new planters. But if you are thinking of new, Kinsey has an excellent lineup of 3,600 planters in both box or bulk fill. What we like here at Lindeman's is the 3,600 bulk fill planter. Two 40 bushel hoppers set up either with shutoffs or just with manual shutoffs. You can have simplicity or you can have all the bells and whistles with an individual row unit shutoffs. The earlier you order, the better the preseason discount. Plus, it gives us more time to get it set up and you can have it in the shed and ready to go for spring. Give us a call, Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Branson, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bob Branson will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Louise Dreher, age 90, of Audubon, died November 13th. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louise Dreher will be today at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Anna Paulson, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Anna Paulson will be held today at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. Doris Lemke, age 92, of Panora and formerly of Adair, died Monday. Funeral services for Doris Lemke will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Adair Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Holly Sue Gardner, age 43, of Glenwood, died Sunday. Graveside services for Holly Gardner will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. And Craig Miner, age 64, of Shelby, died Sunday. Memorial services for Craig Miner will be held at a later date, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.